Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, day number two of the opening round of the NCAA tournament is today. We have a flurry of early afternoon games, just like yesterday. It's going to play out the same way yesterday did. It's going to be tipped off at 12:15 p.m. with Northwestern against FAU, Florida Atlantic. FAU went to the Final Four last year, if you remember right. Colgate against Baylor at 12:40 p.m. Those are your two kind of standalone games in the early window. And then you get to UAB San Diego State, Western Kentucky Marquette, Stetson against UConn, New Mexico Clemson, and so on throughout the afternoon. It winds up, what's the late game tonight? Here we go. TCU Utah State at 9:55. And if you really want to stay up late, you got Grand Canyon at St. Mary's, against St. Mary's, at 10:05 p.m. Yesterday, we started off our NCAA Survivor, and it was Tennessee, the lone team left. Now, how this works is we are eliminating teams one by one. Just you go through, you eliminate teams one by one for whatever reason we want. Joe, Josh, myself, at the end of it, I try to make it where Joe has to have the final call. And I think if we do it mathematically, I think we start with me and we'll do it that way. Right? Because I want you to be like the kind of one that has to make the final determination.
You don't have to make that. I mean, you don't have to put me in the pressure cooker at the end. I don't mind taking the last shot. I will take the last shot.
Okay. But we could also come up with consensus when we get to two if we want to do that. But
that's true. We could vote.
You know, we could figure it out. I think you did a good job yesterday, though. It came down to who did we have yesterday? It was South Carolina and Tennessee, wasn't it? And you chose Tennessee. Good thing, because South Carolina lost like to Oregon.
Right.
It was yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was South Carolina and Tennessee.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, Jeremy started us off today as he did yesterday. Yesterday, he eliminated Dayton. Today, he eliminated UConn, because Jeremy just hates UConn. He went to Syracuse, and I don't hate UConn like Jeremy does, but yes, I get it. It's a huge rival, and when I was there, it was a big rival, and I went to the 6 overtime game. Syracuse won some. UConn won some. Now they have all these titles. We're just jealous. We're jealous in Syracuse, but I do like Danny Hurley. I do like UConn. I'm glad he eliminated them at some point, because I would have at one point as well. All right, I'm going to start off here. And I'm just going to do what I did yesterday. Yesterday, my first pick out was North Carolina, because no one wants to see North Carolina win except North Carolina fans. I'm doing the exact same thing today to Duke. I mean, really, unless you're a Duke fan, you don't want Duke to win. So just get Duke out of here. Let's get rid of them. We don't need them to win. They've won enough. All right. John Shire, good for you, whatever. You know, I liked it, you've taken over the program and done some nice things after Coach K. Too bad. You don't need to win the tournament. Get Duke out of here. I'm eliminating Duke.
Love it. Easy.
I like it. Yep. That was one of my first picks, too. I'm going to go with... You kind of wrecked it now. I was going to go with Duke first. Let's go with Baylor. I don't know.
Oh,
Baylor's just kind of a big school, and I feel like they win a lot, but they don't ever get all the way there. So it's like, hey, if you're going to be this kind of a big school and you're going to win all this stuff, actually win something. Like, complete it. Finish it off. Just either be good or be bad if you're that big. So, Baylor.
All right, Baylor.
Baylor is out.
All right, I am. We already have UConn too, right? Because Jeremy took UConn off the board for us. All right.
Yes.
I am going to throw my weight behind Grand Canyon being eliminated here.
All right.
And here's why I'm going to do it immediately, and it is because I don't need them spreading or potentially spreading the infestation of a insect that we discovered lives in the Grand Canyon. Called the tarantula hawk.
I caught the tail end of this. What is this thing?
The tarantula hawk. Let me tell you about the tarantula hawk that lives in the Grand Canyon. The tarantula hawk wasp stings a tarantula, paralyzing it, drags it to a specially prepared burrow where a single egg is laid on the spider's abdomen and the burrow entrance is covered. I could go on. It's even worse. The larva hatches, creates a small hole in the spider's abdomen, where it feeds voraciously, avoiding vital organs as long as possible to keep the spider alive. I'll stop there, because it gets even worse. Actually, it can't get worse than that.
Yeah, please.
Grand Canyon,
can stop. That's right.
Out. Because I don't want to ever think about this thing again. And because it's seared in my head, and I've just seared it into all your brains, every time Grand Canyon plays, you're going to think of the tarantula hawk. We don't need that in our lives.
And they're not even called the tarantula hawks. They're called the antelopes.
They're the antelopes. I don't care. They embody everything in the Grand Canyon. Get the Grand Canyon out.
They are playing in the final game of the night. That is against St. Mary's in the West region. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stay right there. I'm getting rid of the St. Mary's Gales. It's a late game. They're playing Grand Canyon. Like, who decided that this would be the final game that everybody would be tuned into? Grand Canyon against St. Mary's? I have no interest in this whatsoever. So I'm just going to eliminate St. Mary's because I'm not going to want to root for them and stay up that late to watch St. Mary's, the Gales in the Midwest, play against Grand Canyon in the whatever tarantula antelopes they are. That's my team, St. Mary's. I'm getting rid of them.
I'm going to stick in the same vein as my first pick. I'm going to take out Alabama. I know their basketball team's not as good as their football team, but their football team has won so many times that it's just like, okay, it's the same idea as Duke. It's just get out of here.
But Nate Oates. Nate Oates,
yeah,
man.
I know. It's Nate hard. Oates.
They also play the most fun style in the tournament.
I know. But they've won so many times that it's just like, okay.
Josh thrown us for a loop.
Wow. Hey, listen, I like Nate Oates. I like what he did with the team, but like.
I was expecting them to be in the conversation right to the end, but clearly not. It's an upset. All right, I am going to eliminate Colgate because I wanted to bet on the Baylor-Colgate game, and I can't because they're in New York State. Horrible.
Oh, that is a great reason, by the way. I love that
the
reason.
Worst. The worst.
Joe, Colgate has a great coach, Matt Engel. I'm telling you, like, I'm all behind Red Autry at Syracuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, if Red Autry has some sort of down year last year, just please get me Matt Engel to drive up an hour up the road and Matt Engel become the new Syracuse coach.
He's that good. Wow.
Yes.
All right.
Go look at this guy and what he's been able to do. I love that guy. So I am all in on Matt Engel, but you are not all in on Colgate. You are getting rid of Colgate. Okay. Where am I? I got a few that I'm thinking about here. All right. So I know that I shouldn't. Maybe I'm just jealous because they're smarter than me. I'm going to eliminate Yale out of the Ivy League. It's Yale, right? I mean, Fitz went to Harvard, so he hates Yale. Maybe that's a thing. I don't really know. But they're Ivy League. They're playing basketball in the tournament. I like when the Ivy League team does win a game against a team, but it's the Ivy League team in the tournament. Mm-hmm. I don't really have any interest in necessarily rooting for a bunch of smart kids to play basketball, so maybe I'm just jealous because they're way smarter than me. I'm going to eliminate Yale.
All right.
I'm going to go with Grambling State next. First of all, they're a 16 seed, so it's like, all right, well, you're playing Purdue. What's going to happen here? And, you know, it's going to be funny when they beat Purdue somehow. But it's also because they have the same logo as the Green Bay Packers. And I don't necessarily have a problem with that when it's like high schools and things like that. But when a college tries to use the same kind of logo as a professional sports team, I just can't get behind it. Like, be original. Come up with something there. Like, it's just, it looks weird to me.
All right, I'm gonna knock out.
Where are they playing? I gotta find them on my sheet here. I think I forgot to write them down.
They play.
Against Purdue. There you go. I got you.
Purdue. Okay. Yeah. All right.
That is in the Midwest.
I am going to eliminate number 8, Florida Atlantic. The reason I am going to do that is because they already had their Cinderella story. They went to the Final Four last year. They're not reasonably going to win the whole thing. If they were in the conversation for that, I'd allow them through here. But you're an 8 seed. You're not winning the whole thing. You already went to the Final Four as a 9 seed. You got to experience that last year. Your section of the country has had the Miami Heat in the finals, the Florida Panthers in the finals. They're the Stanley Cup favorites again. Messi is in Miami. Everything's going great for you. You had 2 Final Four teams last year. You don't need more success if you're a South Florida sports fan. Get Florida Atlantic out.
Oh, man, I'm kind of rooting for Florida Atlantic. I like them. Although they are a little bit overseeded. Everybody said that they kind of got a, maybe last year, like played into it a little bit. Never happen.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They got an 8 and they weren't really deserving of an 8. They have a young man on the team. He is the son of former, Trey Carroll's his name. He is the son of former Buffalo Bills defensive tackle Anthony R. Hargrove. He's actually on that team. Trey Carroll's his name, plays for Florida Atlantic. All right, this one should have been easy for me a while ago. I just kind of missed it. I was going to eliminate them. I know Jeremy talked about eliminating them. Vermont is out of my... The Catamounts. See ya, Vermont. I still hold 2005 against you when you beat Syracuse in the first round as a 13 seed when Syracuse was a 4 seed. Yes, I remember it was actually Gus Johnson on the call, and I still have nightmares of him yelling about TJ Sorrentine hitting 5 3-pointers, and though he was 5 for 16 in the game, the dude was just shooting everywhere, but he dreamed 5 3-pointers. Mopa Gila is another guy that I remember his name. Taylor Coppenrath. That's right, the forward. Taylor Coppenrath. That's right. I remember the Vermont team from 2005 because they beat Syracuse, so I'm going to get rid of Vermont now so they're not winning anymore.
All right. They have a very cool college hockey arena, but that didn't get them
through,
I guess.
They also did a very cool, like, college, like, hockey jersey night.
I know what you're talking about.
Like, the jersey looked like it was like a lumberjack. It was pretty cool. But
they're out.
They're out. I'm going to go with Northwestern next. I had to look up where Northwestern was. I know that they're a prominent school. I had no idea where they were. Maybe that's bad on me.
Really?
Yeah. No, I didn't know where they were. I also don't know why, but I can't get it out of my head that their logo looks like a sideways Z, and that kind of throws me off a little bit. Like, when you look at the purple N.
The letter N is a sideways Z.
No. But look, like, the way they made it, I get what you're saying, but the way they made it, it looks really like a Z.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
I should never make fun of you for saying, or laugh and you say really when you say you don't know where it is, because I screwed up Oakland yesterday, and I didn't know Oakland was in Oakland, California.
That one was a
trap. And it was in Michigan.
Yeah.
That's right. So Northwestern is not in the Northwest. It is in Illinois.
Well, that's fair with Oakland, though, because it's like, I mean, they're relatively new on the scene. We didn't know where they were from because they're we didn't know who they were up until this tournament. So that's fair. But with Northwestern, I probably should have known where they were. But hey.
All right. I am going to eliminate next Wisconsin. Wisconsin, they're the 5 seed. Anything they ever do, I don't care what the sport is. I don't care what year it is. All I know is Wisconsin is going to have some late first-round NBA guy as their best player, and they're going to be a 5 seed. And they're going to make it a couple of rounds, and they're going to lose. Wisconsin, the W in Wisconsin stands for waste of time, because they're never going to win anything. So might as well get them out early.
That's the line of the day. Waste of time for Wisconsin. All right. I am going to eliminate the Longwood Lancers. Okay.
No!
Yeah, nice story. The Longwood Lancers. They're a 16 seed playing Houston, the 1 seed. They don't have much of a chance. guys, they went 6-10 in their conference, and they won the conference tournament. They were 6-10 in the Big South,
nice.
And they go in against Houston. So
6-10 in the Big South. Holy cow.
I know, right?
I didn't even know there was a Big South.
Exactly. They're 21-13 overall, 6-10 in the Big South. I'm going to eliminate the Longwood Lancers as they take on the mighty Houston Cougars in the where are they? What region are they in? Let me find this one. They are in the South region. So there you go. I'm going to eliminate Longwood.
They're the third oldest public university in Virginia. So way to go. They were founded in 1839.
Thank you for telling me.
No, that's
I also had no idea.
That's kind of cool. I don't know. I think that's kind of cool. Let's go with James Madison. Again, it's another one where it's like there's too many Bulldogs. And, like, come on, get a better mascot. But also, your logo doesn't have your mascot in it. I feel like that's what the logo is for. And this applies to, you know.
First of all, they're not the Bulldogs.
Are they? I thought they were.
They're the Dukes.
Yeah, I think they have a logo that is a Bulldog, but they're the Dukes.
That's even more reason.
Well, that's a reason why you should eliminate them anyway.
Exactly.
Because like, Duke. They make us remind you.
Oh, right. It says Duke.
Yeah, that too. There you go. Multiple reasons.
All right. I'm going to get rid of Auburn. So the reason I'm going to get rid of Auburn is actually for entertainment purposes. Charles Barkley, who is tremendous on all of these broadcasts, they like to have fun. And, you know, I think it'll be pretty funny, and they'll mess with him the moment Auburn gets eliminated. So for the TV potential that you might get on the broadcast when they lose to a 13 seed in Yale, I'm going to kick Auburn out.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right. You know, Joe, everything you said about Wisconsin earlier, I kind of feel the same way about Purdue, so I'm going to get rid of Purdue.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Purdue, and they have a history of underperforming in the tournament. And they are a one seed. They actually did lose as a one seed to a 16. They are the second team to ever do it after Virginia did it. I'm not going to root for Purdue. They're a 27-point favorite over Grambling State. They're the Boilermakers, which I know it's got something to do with the school and where they are and what they do, but doesn't matter. I feel like you do about Wisconsin, about Purdue, and I'm going to eliminate Purdue.
I think that totally for those mid-level Big Ten. Yeah. Well, not even mid-level, like not Ohio State, Michigan, top Big Ten schools. I feel like are all the same like that, or a few of them are.
Where would you guys say that Charleston is in the country?
South Carolina.
Incorrect. University of Charleston is in Charleston, West Virginia.
Oh, I love it.
So for that reason, they are out.
All right. They play Alabama
today?
Wait,
this is like Shark Tank. For that reason, I am out.
Yes, exactly. okay, let's see. Charleston was next on my list, so I'm going to have to adjust here. Who are we definitely not getting to at the end of this? How about Western Kentucky?
The Hilltoppers.
I got to find a reason, though, I don't want Western Kentucky, other than that they are a 15 seed, and there's really no sense in rooting for them much because they're probably not doing much anyway. Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky.
Poor job. I don't really have a good reason why. I mean, Hilltoppers, the nickname, I guess, is fine. The mascot is fine. The logo is just a flag, right?
Isn't their mascot literally a towel? His name's Big Red.
Yeah,
I know
that's what I'm looking at. The logo is that right, though? Is it a towel?
Yeah, the logo is a towel. It's a guy, waving, or maybe a flag, but he's how people wave it above their heads.
All right, Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky has been eliminated by Joe. All right, let me cross them off here. I know what I'm going to do, but I need to find one. Oh, there we are. Okay. Next up for me, I just have zero affinity for this team at all, and that's TCU. I mean, in football, they can have a nice story a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
In basketball, and really, not, and I think, aren't they going to the, are these one of these teams going to the ACC where Syracuse will be playing them soon? Right, TCU, ooh, we're going to stop off in Texas and play TCU on our way to California to play Cal, right? I mean, that's what's happening now with the ACC. So the Horned Frogs, cool name, but it's kind of get tired of TCU a little bit in the tournament every year. So, and Jamie Dixon used to be at Pitt. Yeah, I think I could root for Jamie Dixon once in a while, but I'm kind of tired of them. So I'll just say TCU.
Okay. How many do we have left here?
I think we have UAB, San Diego State, Marquette, Stetson, New Mexico, Clemson, Colorado, Florida, Texas A&M, Nebraska, that's 10, Charleston, Houston, 11, 12, 13. Utah State is 13. 13 left. We'll do a few more here, and then we'll do our final group after the break.
I'm going to go with Florida here. Kind of in the same vein as what Joe did earlier, because, Florida has had so much opportunity to win stuff. There's so many teams in Florida. You have enough there to suffice. The Florida Panthers are probably going to go to the Stanley Cup final this year again. So, good for you.
Ah.
You don't need a basketball team.
Thank you. Real quickly, Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate that. Just tweeted me. SMU is going to the ACC, not TCU. See, that's another reason. I'm getting confused. SMU, TCU, who's going to the ACC, all this conference movement. So I'm just going to blame it on TCU today, Brandon. Thank you.
Florida, I was going to pick earlier, but then I remembered that Jason Williams, White Chocolate, went there. One of my favorite players that I never got to grow up watching. So I let them slide for now. So I am going to pivot.
I did not want to be the person to eliminate Florida because of my friend Carlin Hartman. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And just so we're all clear here, Josh has eliminated Carlin Hartman, former Grand Island High School star, and Nate Oates, former UB basketball coach. I just want everybody to be clear on that today.
Terrible. Look what you did. He hates,
I'm the villain. I'm the villain of this
he
March
hates
Madness
Western
tournament.
Yes.
All right. We have not eliminated Texas A&M yet, right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, I'm going to do it here. Texas A&M, the largest athletic budget in the country. They're paying Jimbo Fisher in football, at least, for the buyout. They're paying $1 billion. They ended up being a 9 seed here. And really, if you hate conference realignment, I feel like Texas A&M was the first through the door on that, right? When they left for the SEC, however many years ago that was now, 100 conference realignments ago. So Texas A&M is a 9 seed today against Nebraska. I am eliminating.
And I'm going to stay right there, Joe. I'm going to use the same reasoning we had for Wisconsin, for Purdue. It's Nebraska, right? I mean, what Nebraska used to be this great institution in football, and every once in a while they'd pop up here and there in basketball. And now it's what is Nebraska? Where are they? What conference are they even in? Do we even know what conference Nebraska's in these days? I mean, because is it?
They're in the Big 12, right?
See? I mean, come on. What are we doing with Nebraska? They were in the Big 12, then they left, and they came. I really don't know.
Also, their logo looks like a sideways Z. Those jerks.
That's right.
Those jerks.
I got to find Nebraska here real quick.
It
does look like a sideways Z.
No, it doesn't.
They're in the Big Ten. They left the Big 12. They went to the Big Ten, by the way.
The Northwestern one actually looks like a sideways Z.
You indicted not just Northwestern, but the letter N in general, because it looks like a sideways Z.
I am eliminating. I've been in trouble saying that today. I'm getting rid of Nebraska. We will take a timeout. We'll come back and we'll finish up our NCAA Survivor for day number 2 of the opening round.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning.
MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe, Josh is not having a good day today. But I do not blame him because I cannot be mad at Josh or make fun of him after my Oakland mishap. Now we've had two of these today where he didn't know where Northwestern was. He gave us completely wrong information on Charleston.
Terrible.
He searched up the University of Charleston or Charleston University, whatever you did, and he said it's not in South Carolina. That is not who's in the tournament. It is actually the College of Charleston in Charleston, South Carolina.
Listen, these things need to be advertised and the right names need to be put out there. I how am I supposed to know it's not College of Charleston? Like
too many Charlestons?
Too many.
That's a good reason to eliminate them anyway.
Every school should just either be university or college. Like, I don't get the difference there. I'm sure it's some like academic reason or scholastic I don't know, but man, tough look there. I just, you know, hey,
that's another okay. Reason Charleston's off the board either way.
You have nothing to be ashamed
of. We probably
of.
Weren't picking them no matter what. So
yeah, get
we were
going
right
to
find a reason.
Josh, do you have a team now that you know where they are geographically? You're picking.
I mean, I hope I know where Utah State is. I mean, it's got the okay. State in the name.
It's actually in Nebraska.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with Utah State here. I just like I don't know. Whenever I think of Utah, it's just like. What are you going to do in Utah? Like,
oh, Utah is for me, it would be like the worst city to go, or state to go visit unless you're like really into skiing.
Outside of Ohio, it's probably one of my most boring states. Like, I just, when you think of Utah, I just can't think of anything.
Boring states. All right.
They are located, by the way, in Logan, Utah, is where they are located. And their former names are Agricultural College of Utah and Utah State Agricultural College. They were named before being named Utah State.
I am going to eliminate Houston.
Why?
Number one, and here's the reason why. I'm going to go for a basketball reason here. Houston, from my late cramming sessions to do my bracket in recent days, I've learned Houston plays the most boring style of basketball ever. They are by far the best defensive team in the country. They will smother you to death. They score okay. They're a pretty good offensive team, but they're not super high-powered. So I just envision deep tournament games featuring Houston that are going to be, you know, 20 minutes between baskets. So because of the style of play, that's why I'm going to eliminate Houston.
Okay, Houston. They might win this whole thing, but Joe
I do.
Has
I
now
I have record. Them in the finals. Like, I do think they're good.
I do too.
I just don't
I do
think
too.
I want to watch them.
Do you have them? I have them in UConn. Who do you have?
I have them and Arizona.
Okay. How did we go this far without eliminating Stetson University?
No.
Oh, I like their I like their team name and their logo, the Hatters.
The Hatters are sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know what, guys? I know all about Stetson because they're in Florida. And okay. When I was a teacher in Florida, several kids would go to Stetson, and good for them, because you know why? You go to Stetson to be a lawyer. That's what you go to Stetson for. All right, good for them. They're here in the tournament, but that's where you go to be a lawyer. Also, it's a cologne, Stetson cologne. I don't need good-smelling lawyers here. I need good basketball players, so I'm eliminating Stetson from my NCAA survivor pool here.
Yeah, we don't want cologne. We want sweat.
That's right.
Yeah. I just think the Hats Stetson. Are cool.
The Hatters. I think they have a very cool team name.
Their
logo.
Mascot looks funny, too. Like, he's just like a big guy with a hat on.
Who's left? We have...
Okay, we have. We're down to six. UAB, San Diego State, Marquette, New Mexico, Clemson, and Colorado.
All right.
I'm going to go with San Diego State. They lost to BYU in their second game of the year, and the fact that you lost to BYU means you shouldn't be in the tournament. Because BYU got just embarrassed by Duquesne yesterday. So that's my reasoning for San Diego State.
All right.
San Diego State.
San
Diego's... You guys ever been to San Diego?
I have not been to San Diego. No. Have you?
I have. My brother got his master's degree at San Diego State. So I visited him while he was out there. While I was there, I went to a Padres-Braves game, actually. This is late 90s. And I saw two things happen. Number one, I saw Tony Gwynn go 4-for-4 off Greg Maddux, which was incredible. And in that game, I also saw Kenny Lofton hit an inside the park home run. That was my trip to San Diego. Very cool.
Having some debate here with who I want to go with next. I believe all right, I'm going to go with Marquette. I'm going to go with Marquette. And I think the only reason why is because I'm going to make a tie here that doesn't have a lot to do with Marquette, but there's a connection. The team in sports right now that is most annoying to me right now is the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat. Did you see what they did the other day, Sal?
No.
You know,
what did they do?
You know, like, I'm not quite, like, anti-culture guy, but, like, I can, like, sometimes it gets overused for me, whatever. I get annoyed with it, tired with it, whatever. The Miami Heat, on the center of their court, it says Heat Culture in big letters. Mm-hmm. That's the center of their court. Okay, fine. I could probably get over that. Their uniforms now, or they at least have one jersey. They have Heat Culture jerseys. Like, they're on the jersey. They're on the floor. They've got it's in the like on the arena. Like, enough. You don't own culture. You have a lot of talent. I know it's a part of it, but just it's a culture sticking point. And the connection I'm making here, obviously, is that the two greatest NBA players that ever went to Marquette, both are Miami Heat players, Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler.
It's because they, but you got to like Jimmy Butler, right? Come on, who doesn't like Jimmy Butler?
I do like Jimmy Butler, yeah. Jimmy Butler is like one of these competition psychos that I can appreciate from afar, yeah.
You have eliminated, by the way, both Marquette and Western Kentucky. They're playing each other in the...
2 o'clock today. 2 o'clock today.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at what side of the bracket that's on. Sorry, I don't have the region. Anyway, my point is, I was going to tell you, I would have kept Marquette as long as possible. I'm kind of a closet Marquette fan in a way. Like, they just have a lot of things about them. I love the way when Buzz Williams was there, they would play, and they're just a tough basketball team. Al McGuire, former coach, they're a really traditional NCAA school. I like Marquette, so yeah. It's a tough loss for me to see Marquette bow out of this bracket. But be it as it may, that's what's happening. So I'm gonna go next and eliminate the New Mexico Lobos.
The Lobos.
I kind of feel the same way about New Mexico as you do about Utah. Like, I'm not really sure why I'd visit New Mexico, to be quite honest. There's got to be some cool, like, you know, tourist things there. But I'm not really feeling New Mexico. I mean, if they start making a run in the NCAA tournament, am I like, yeah, I got to go watch New Mexico play today? That's probably not what's happening with me. So I'm going to get rid of the New Mexico Lobos.
Right. New Mexico. Why not just go to Arizona? It's right next door.
Exactly.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Also, why New Mexico? Why not come up with an original name? What's wrong with the old Mexico?
Wow.
Sure.
I'm going to go with UAB next. I'm going with UAB because...
The Dragons?
Blazers. The Blazers. Earlier in the year, they lost to the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. Southern Miss finished 9-9 in their conference and 16-16 overall. They're the definition of mid, and if you're in the March Madness tournament and you can't beat them, why are you here? That's it. I just think maybe they're going to be busting brackets out there because maybe people believe in them for being here, but no. Mm-hmm. I think they got to go.
That was the other reason that I would have kept Marquette, the Golden Eagles. I'm a Cleveland Hill guy. We're the Golden Eagles, right? So that was kind of...
Right.
So this is tough for me lately here to listen to all this stuff going down. But in the meantime... Joe, it's on you again. Here we go. You have two teams. You have the Clemson Tigers in South Carolina, by the way. You have Colorado, and I know it's not basketball, but Coach Prime. Out in football with Colorado. There's a lot of cool stuff about Colorado in sports these days. We know that because Coach Prime brought a lot of cool stuff. But Clemson, Jeremy, he gave you the goods earlier. Like, they're the nicest people in the world. You go down there, they're going to feed you before they beat you. Right? That's what they're going to do in the tailgate. And so you have a tough decision here.
I am definitely going to go with. I feel strongly about the two teams left. Like, there's one team that I prefer over the other to root for.
Okay.
I am going to eliminate Clemson. And the reason I am going to eliminate Clemson is, you know what? I got a lot of friends that are ACC fans. I mean, you and Jeremy with Syracuse. I have a friend who went to Wake Forest. I mean, Syracuse is a lot of it. But I know a lot of friends that are ACC fans. Clemson joined Florida State 2 days ago in a lawsuit over exit fees from the ACC. Clemson is trying to get out of the ACC. And really what I think they are risking is it's just survival of the ACC in general. So I know I have a lot of friends that would be heartbroken if the conference became just a joke or just went away completely because the two arguably biggest programs left the conference. Clemson is one of those. So because of their recent legal decisions, I'm going to get rid of Clemson. And also, I think we all can get on board with the idea of rooting for the Buffaloes in the tournament.
Yes, I love it. That's great. This is a great reason for us to let Colorado be the lone survivor in today's NCAA survivor, the Buffaloes. How can we not? They got Coach Prime in football, and they're the Buffaloes. It's great. It all works out.
Yeah, I also have always liked their colors, black and gold.
Okay.
And I think there should be more professional sports teams whose colors are black and gold. In fact, I don't even know if I can think of one off the top of my head immediately.
Professional sports teams. Yeah, I mean, Steelers, right? Steelers, Penguins. All the Pittsburgh teams are black and gold.
Aren't they more Pirates, like yellow,
they have
though?
The all, what are they? Yeah.
Well, the
I guess.
Saints. The New Orleans Saints.
New Orleans Saints,
the Saints
yeah.
are black and gold, I guess. You're right, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like it. I like Colorado standing, and I don't mind you getting rid of Clemson. My favorite Buffalo Bills player ever was Jerry Butler, and he went to Clemson. So I could definitely say, okay, that's fine. And, you know, they got Sammy Watkins from Clemson, and they got C.J. Spiller.
Shaq Lawson.
There's been a big Clemson connection. And honestly, like, I am rooting for Joe Girard. Joe Girard had a four-year, really nice career at Syracuse, and now he's playing at Clemson for his fifth year. And, you know, it's nice. Nice to see Joe Girard out there and all that. But, yeah, I'm fine with you getting rid of them because it's just an ACC team that I have to be jealous of if they win again. Mm-hmm. And you got Colorado, and it's Coach Prime, and it's the Buffaloes. And that's who we're going to root for today. You know who they're playing? They're playing Florida. It is a 1.5-point spread, so we got a chance here, boys. They are underdogs by 1.5 points. They're playing at 4:30 p.m. today on TBS. Colorado, thank you, and you should thank us if you're a Colorado fan because we chose Tennessee yesterday, and they absolutely destroyed St. Peter's. So I sense a Colorado beatdown of Florida coming today because we chose them for our NCAA survivor. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll wrap up the Extra Point Show. You know what? We'll come back. We got a couple things. Let's see what we can get to here, and we'll keep you surprised here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.